This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details on 1,000 new jobs for Arkansas in his weekly business and political news update.
Pico Foods will locate a fully integrated poultry processing network in Northeast Arkansas, a $165 million investment expected to create 1,000 new jobs. The new facilities will include a hatchery, feed mill, and processing plant in Randolph and Clay counties. Walmart's chief financial officer, Charles Holly, told a group of investors that the retailer failed in three of its five main operating objectives last year: sales growth, leveraging its expenses, and operating income growth. And while he promised the retailer will do more to leverage expenses this year, Holly said the biggest focus from its U.S., Sam's Club, and international segments will be to improve dismal same-store sales. Lockheed Martin's received a $255 million contract from the U.S. Army, which will benefit the company's Camden, Arkansas facility. The contract is for a series of rocket systems. The company said work will be performed at Lockheed Martin facilities in Camden and in Dallas, Texas. The U.S. Department of Defense awarded Tyson Foods a three-year contract worth a maximum of $444 million to supply chicken to the federal government. Tyson was chosen from a group of nine offers received through a competitive bid process. Hot Springs leaders are initiating public hearings and a community-wide effort to plan what's next for historic downtown Hot Springs in the wake of a major fire that destroyed the landmark Majestic Hotel. The Hot Springs Chamber of Commerce and its economic development partner organization, the Metro Partnership, have commissioned a Downtown Development Strategy Task Force, which will host a series of public hearings in April to gather ideas and information that can be put into use in an action plan that the group's going to present to the community later in the month. Arkansas lawmakers passed budget bills to support $5 billion in state spending in the next fiscal year. Legislators will meet next Wednesday to officially end the session. A procedural motion known as sine die, which will bring the fiscal session to a close. The crucial piece of legislation passed during the 2014 fiscal session was funding for the private option. Other major funding changes in 2014 included more money for education and prisons, broadband internet for schools, and setting aside nearly $100 million in money from a budget surplus. Finally, former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Schaffner found guilty on all 14 counts of bribery and extortion she was facing from federal prosecutors. Schaffner, whose jury trial began last week, was proven to have taken $36,000 from bond broker Steele Stevens in exchange for state business. She still faces a trial on additional allegations concerning money received related to her campaign account. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T. Encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.